Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
How you doing today, guys? What's going on, Abby?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, same old, same old. Although I do think I got some pretty bad payback yesterday in the break room after everyone left.
What happened?
I had a heinous experience that I've been ruminating over ever since I left the office yesterday.
What'd you do?
So Mondays, I always stay back and I work on my podcast because I procrastinate and I'm like, oh, let's do it Monday. And then I end up at the office for literally like 16 hours on Mondays. So I'd been kind of joking with people that the sales department's going to be really excited for me to leave because they don't know who I am. Like they always call me by the wrong name.
No, they don't.
And if they don't call me by the wrong name, they'll send me an email with my name spelled wrong, even if it's spelled correctly in my email. I don't know how the math maths, but anyway, I'm like, the sales department hates me. So anyway, I'm in the break room yesterday. I'm getting my 17th cup of coffee. And there's a sales guy that I've had conversations with like multiple times. There's another guy in there. And for some reason, I'm thinking, you know, I've only got like a month left here. Like, I should probably like, let me just start some small talk. Let me be nice. Let me like, you know, do something I wouldn't normally do. Normally, I'd get my coffee, go back in, put my head down, get my work done, move on. But I'm like, you know what? Let me be sociable. So one freaking time I decide to be sociable. I turn around and I go say something to the sales guy that I have a rapport with. So I'm like, this will be easy social interaction. And I go, hey, Josh, your lunch smells pretty rank because it was very fragrant in the in the break room. And he just looks at me and he goes, my name's not Josh. And I'm like, what do you mean your name's not Josh? I've been calling you Josh in my head for like the last 6 months. And he goes, nope, it's not my name. And I'm like, what is your name? I'm like looking at him. I'm like, please say your name. Please say your name. Please say your name. And he says his name. And I was like, that's it. I knew it. Thanks for that.
Well,
so anyway, payback is sweet for the sales department today.
Well, it's not like you messed up any opportunity for future endorsements.
and hey, they weren't selling me anyway.
Yeah, so we got that going for us. I remember, you know, Tommy, this would be a fun bit to try to look up as we're walking down memory lane on the verge of the last 25 years. Yep. We are so beautifully sort of disconnected from the sales department right there. They do their thing. Uh-huh. We do our thing, right? And there was a time here at Q where we were rolling through general managers like every couple of months, man.
It was a good clip.
And the general manager at a radio station is one that oversees everything. And at some point or another, I'm like, you know what? This guy has to earn my introduction because they're only here for like 60 days and then they take off, right? Well, one of them stuck, right? And I didn't know who it was. So Jeff brought in 8 guys in the studio and I had to try to guess. This is on the air who the new general manager was.
Stop.
I had no idea. I totally bombed it.
Yeah, you did. You weren't even close.
Were you here at that time?
Yes,
oh,
I
okay.
was.
All right.
Yeah, we were like, he's not going to be able to guess who the GM is.
No chance. If you lined up all the salespeople right now, and I don't even know how many are back there, if there are 15 salespeople, two, I could name two.
Yeah, and that GM did not last very
long. Oh, no.
we had a new one, I feel like, within a couple of months.
It was a revolving door around here. How you doing, Kristen?
I'm doing much better today. Last night was rough. It was a grief day, and it just came, I say unexpectedly, but I should have been prepared for it. So, like, when I refer to, like, a grief day, there was nothing special about yesterday's date. Like, it wasn't going to be a trigger day. It wasn't my dad's birthday. It wasn't, like, you know, a special day in the calendar for he and I. But with all the change that's going on, and then having just gone home and seeing my mom and my brother and my niece and nephews, I think that feeling of family just kind of like bubbled over. Mm. And so last night, it was actually an Instagram reel that pushed me over the edge, and I just started sobbing in the bed. So there's this new trend on Instagram, and it's beautifully heartbreaking. And so I watched this woman's reel with her parent, and now I'm like, I just needed to hear my dad's voice. So I have old voicemail saved. So I just, you know, let's amplify the pain. And so I went to my voicemails and I scroll. And then it hit even harder because I have to scroll further now because it's been longer. And I'm like, ah. And I sat there and I just listened to my dad say, I love you for about, you know, a dozen times last night, and then called it a night.
I think I really appreciate your ability to lean in to those kind of feelings. This is what I'm going through in therapy right now. I think when you're my generation and you're a guy, we were told by our parents, like, put your head down, forget about your emotions, they don't really care. So I learned how to sequester those, and now I'm going back and I'm learning how to really feel things and lean into them. So the fact that you can do that so incredibly easily I think it's a beautiful testament to your relationship with your dad and where you are emotionally also. You're just emotionally more mature than I am.
Well, I appreciate the positive outlook. Some people will say you're a masochist and you're looking for pain. But it was one of those moments where, yeah, like I could see you seeing that reel and just immediately turning it off. Mm-hmm. And then what your therapist says, exiting
right.
from the emotion or the pain.
As soon as I start to feel something like that, here comes a joke. You know, it's just so I could get out of it, right? Yeah.
But this was one of those instances where, like, this was it. I needed that release. Mm-hmm. Like, I needed that release. So I just sat there and had myself a good cry, and then went to bed, and that's why my face is puffy today.
Now, I do also want to say selfishly, like, I hope my kids go mm-hmm. through the same pain that you go through. Now, I had a very different upbringing than you did with my parents, man. There was really no intimacy. Yeah. We weren't hanging out. There wasn't a lot of hugs. There wasn't a lot of celebrations. But damn it, I earned their sadness.
Yeah.
So you when I what? Pass away, they better mourn for a long time, and they better have these days where they're on Instagram and they see something that sparks them and it sends them into a tailspin.
If you want me to, right? You know, I love you. I love your kids. You just let me know. And after you are gone, I will send them text reminders. Hey, have you been sad about your dad lately? Because if not, today's the day.
You won't have to send them to Hollis. He's solid, but you might have to remind Hayden.
You know what? It would be my pleasure. I adore Hayden. I will gladly send him text reminders. Be like, hey, put it in your calendar. 2 p.m. on Thursday. Got to cry about dad.
And you might get a text back that says, who? But I'll be dead, so I won't be offended.
Exactly.
How are you today, Cassie?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I was really tired and not feeling great yesterday. I think it was like a combination of the weekend and, you know, the Zepbound dose that I had taken over the weekend. So I slept most of the afternoon, and it was glorious.
Neat.
Yes, and then, which I'm glad I did, because Hazel was up a ton last night. She had a run-in with a kid on the playground by accident, and so her whole, like, lip and face is bruised, poor thing. But she's a trooper. She's hanging in there. And honestly, I'm hoping it'll knock out a front tooth that she has that's, mm-hmm. like, sticking out at an angle, because it's loose, but it's not loose enough, and it's driving me insane, which is an awful thing to say as a mother, but I stare at it. I'm like, lose the tooth. Because the other one's coming in, like, the front tooth, and it's, like, an adult big thick tooth, and I'm like, lose the other tooth, let me pull it out. But no, so she's good though, she's totally fine. So she popsicle set her straight, and then I slipped, and it was glorious.
Good for you.
Was this your second dose of Zepbound that you've taken?
Yes, it was.
And how's it going?
Good. The nausea hit fast, but the symptoms are way less this week.
Good.
But to the point where I'm like, is this thing working? Because I definitely crushed a Five Guys burger yesterday. But I'm like, also, let's look at the weekend I was coming off. Yep. Like, it's not like it was a rager, but there was definitely like adult nights of alcohol and gummies once the kids were in bed. You know, Chad was on duty. So I'm like, maybe it's just leftover, like the greasy food like he wanted coming back from Kentucky. So otherwise, I mean, I had a salad for dinner and I feel just fine. Good. So we'll see.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. I had one of those moments last night where my new life in 19 days was looking at me right in the eyes, because I had dinner last night with my friend Domino. And
oh, how is Domino?
He's Domino.
Yeah.
And he will not change. He is the most Domino thing I have ever seen in my life, and it will not veer. So we're having dinner last night, and of course, I call an early dinner at 5 o'clock because of this schedule. And in my mind, and I've said this to you guys over and over and over again, is just that I always have this internal clock going on. Like, how long can I be at this dinner? I got to be in bed. I'm very routine-based. For me, I'm not a morning person, so I have to have a strict routine and stick to it. Every night. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I got to be out of here at 6:30. Got to be out of here at 6:30. Got to be in bed, whatever, at 7 o'clock, or winding down or reading or something at 7 o'clock. Got to be. And so I'm not even in the conversation a lot of times. Right. And at some point I stopped myself, and it might've been the second vodka. And I said to myself, like, in 19 days, I won't have this internal clock. Like, I'll be able, if I'm capable of it, to be really present in this conversation. And I'm having a lot of talks with myself about this also, is that I don't think I'm entirely not capable. I just am. I hope I'm not fantasizing the person that I think I can be when this whole thing is over.
Yeah.
Because it really does go against all of my wiring. It seems intoxicating to be able to sit at a dinner and not be thinking about the show, or sitting at a dinner and I'm like, okay, so say something that I can use on the air tomorrow, you know? which he did, by the way. Yeah. Which he did. But I've never been that guy before that didn't have a schedule and really feels like this is going to be intoxicating and freeing. So I'm really hoping that I can be that guy, because if not, then we'll be back here in a couple of months, you guys.
Yay! Well, I think you should give yourself some grace, because, you know, you've had this same schedule for 25 years.
40 years. Remember, you're 40. Just talking Burt
Show
years.
Show. Yeah. Yes, correct. But before that, with Kid Craddock and with Jack Diamond. Yep. Yes. So you've had this schedule, holy moly, for 40 years. So you need to make sure you let yourself know that in 19 shows, when you're still doing the same thing a couple of weeks after, I think that's okay. Like, give yourself a span of time so you can try to get into a new rhythm and a new routine.
I am practicing self-grace, and I've been doing it in therapy for a very long time now. So let's see if it's working.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We come to this place for magic. We come to the Burt Show to laugh, to cry, to care, because we all need that. All of us, is probably something Nicole Kidman would say, knowing the news I'm about to impart on you this morning, because somehow heartbreak does not feel good in a place like this, because we are finding out that 19 is not the only number of days that Burt has left in his career on the radio. 19 is also the number of years that Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban had left in their marriage.
I was shocked to see this news yesterday.
I think everybody was.
It's ending, huh?
They seem like they're one of those couples that it was just endgame.
Yeah.
But however, she has been stupid busy the last couple of years. And there have been jokes cracked at award shows. I would love to find this clip. I can't remember who cracked the joke, but it was at an award show talking about how Nicole was doing anything she could to get away from Keith, because she had so many jobs, and she was literally in everything for like an entire year, 2 years.
So, and she wasn't probably inside Inside, she wasn't laughing very hard because she's like, yep, nailed that one.
It might have been Nikki Glaser when she was hosting. I can't remember, but I distinctly remember that joke. And it's like, ha, ha, ha. And now you see this and you're like, oh, maybe she really was just trying to like disassociate from her marriage.
I always thought they were such a real couple. You know, they weren't into the social media thing. They weren't in the drama thing. They didn't have this thirst for being in the limelight as a couple together. Yeah, they were on red carpets together, but I thought that's the real deal. And, well, here's what the real deal is. It's a divorce.
You know who's real thrilled about this news is Jimmy Fallon, who now has a second chance with Nicole Kidman. Do you remember that viral clip that went around when Jimmy Fallon found out that Nicole Kidman had a crush on him back in the day?
No.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's iconic. So maybe Jimmy Fallon's next, and him and Nicole Kidman are finally going to get their moment.
He's married, too, though, isn't he, Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, not for long. All right. We also thought Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban were married.
Yeah, one down, one to go.
They were on the outs. But a source is coming out and saying that sometimes relationships just run their course in regards to their marriage. Nicole didn't want their separation and was trying to save things. And Nicole is holding the family together through this difficult time since Keith has been gone on tour. Keith has allegedly moved out of their Nashville home, bought his own in the city. And some people are saying they weren't surprised by this news at all because Nicole filed an application for Portuguese residency and she didn't put Keith's name on the documents.
that makes a statement.
Yep, that's pretty telling. Pretty telling.
I can't believe this was in the crevasses of my mind. Nikki Glaser cracked a joke about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban at the Golden Globes earlier this year. She said, thank you to Nicole Kidman. Thank you for working so hard. And thank you to Keith Urban for playing guitar around the house so much that she wants to leave and make 18 movies a year. Keep strumming, you kooky koala.
Listen, if my husband had the same haircut since 2004, I would also be looking for a reason to leave the premises.
The best line of that is kooky koala.
Kooky koala.
Somebody who is saying that divorce is the best thing that ever happened to them, surprisingly, is Jennifer Lopez. So maybe Nicole Kidman is going to be taking her advice because in a recent interview on CBS News Sunday morning, Jennifer Lopez is saying that getting divorced from Ben Affleck really helped her grow in new ways.
I have to say it was the best thing that ever happened to me because it changed me. It didn't change me. It helped me grow in a way that I needed to grow.
Honestly, hearing her talk, still, I feel like I can still hear her sadness about it. Like, even though she's saying this is a good thing and it helped her grow, hearing her vulnerability in her voice, I'm like, yeah, but it still hurts.
Yeah.
As somebody that's gone through one of these, and I only did it for the radio, just so I could share my experience of divorce when it comes up. I think everybody that gets past the divorce and the hurt of the divorce and you work on yourself and then you turn out like... like you realize it's going to be okay, has the same feelings as Jennifer Lopez right now.
100%.
It's just like, yeah, yeah. You just naturally turn into somebody else and you grow from it.
Yeah, and the audience and the general public will usually forget about what happened too once you get into that new relationship because a new list just came out of Hollywood couples that people are surprised about once they find out that they actually happened years and years ago. It includes Helen Hunt and Hank Azaria. They were together for a year back in 99. Uma Thurman and Gary Oldman were together for 2 years in the 90s. Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson were married. Mm-hmm. Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney, remember them?
Yep.
Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley. Her roster is wild.
Wild.
That girl's got range. Yeah. who could forget Nicolas Cage and Patricia Arquette, who were together for 6 years? Carrie Fisher and Paul Simon. Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn and The Office's Jenna Fisher. Mario Lopez and Ali Landry. And Paula Abdul and Emilio Estevez. Couples we forgot about.
Totally. I do like this. What you just labeled something, which I think in this PC world, we can use more often. When a guy or a woman is really promiscuous, I think you said they have range.
No, she wasn't talking about her being promiscuous. She's talking about the different types of people she dated.
Yeah, I know that, but what I'm doing is I'm applying it to dating. So instead of saying, that guy's a whore, she's a slut, you could just say they have sexual range.
I kind of love it, actually.
Yeah, right? Here we are in 2025. We got to be PC. Sexual range.
All right, that's going to be your last gift to society, is that we're no longer going to slut shame everybody. Yep. We're just going to say, no, man, they just got range.
Yeah, you turn it into something positive. She's not a slut. She's just got range.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Oh, man, this was pretty explosive when it happened way back in the day. Tommy, do you even know what year this was?
I don't. I think there was a reference to one of her songs or albums that might that I might be able to figure out the date, but I don't.
Yeah, Mariah Carey obviously has been one of the biggest celebrities in the world for decades and decades and decades, right? So when we first launched, it might have been, dang, it might have been our first year here, because this was quite a coup for us. You have to understand, when this radio station launched, it was a brand new signal in Atlanta. It's from Anniston, Alabama, or it was from Anniston, Alabama. And we had zero rating. There were zero listeners because it was a brand new, fresh antenna signal. So the cool part of starting that all those years ago was the ratings would come out, and we'd find out we got like 9 listeners, and we were high-fiving each other in the halls like, this is amazing! We've got 9 listeners, right? So it was quite a coup when Mariah Carey was doing radio station interviews, and we were one of them, right? We were so stoked about it, you guys. And I think at this time, I think I had only interviewed John Tesh on the show.
I'm Googling him.
John Tesh?
John Tesh. Okay. I don't even know how to pronounce that.
You got to understand, back in the day, John Tesh was like a get.
Yeah, back in the day, he was.
He was like on Entertainment Tonight. He was a host. He also does a... Is that for the basketball tournament?
Yes, for the NBA.
Right, so he was a huge deal. He was the very first interview, I believe, on The Burt Show. One of the second ones, Brian Phillips, who kind of overlooks everything at Cumulus, got us an interview with Lionel Richie.
Didn't you tell Lionel Richie, weren't you talking to Lionel Richie about one of his songs and it wasn't his song, but you kept telling him it was his song?
No, that was TLC, I think.
No.
It was, who was that? Who does Don't Go Chasing?
Yeah, that's TLC.
Yeah, that's TLC. Yeah, that's, we'll cover that one another time. But with Lionel Richie, I did mess something up.
Uh-huh.
And when I prepared for interviews back in the day, and depending on who we have now, I exhaust myself in research. Like, I know what the answers are going to be. There's a theory in, like, law that when you go into a courtroom, when you're asking people questions, you should already know what the answer is going to be because you know the witness so well. That's how I felt about interviews and still feel about interviews when they're big. So when we got Lionel Richie back in the day, man, I came in here with, like, seriously, a book of notes. Like, it must have been 15 to 20 pages long, because that's where I find security, mm-hmm. that if something yep. goes wrong, I can always look down and mm-hmm. I got a good question ready to go, right? So Lionel Richie walks in here, and I credited Lionel Richie with a song that the Commodores actually did, and I thought that he did it in his solo career, but Lionel Richie didn't make a big deal about it or anything, and we just kind of moved on from it. But when I walked in the halls, Brian Phillips, he chewed my ass out so badly for not being prepared for the interview. I'm like, dude, look at my book.
Look at my notes.
I just made a mistake, right?
All right, so I just did a quick search, and I came across an article from Friday, July 20th, 2001. And it comes from Mariah Carey Archives. Mm. Peach Buzz, untimely diva gets dissed. And apparently this is from the AJC.
This is what year now?
2001.
First year we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. The folks at Q100's The Burt Show, the new morning host on Atlanta's airwaves, like to stay on schedule. That's why co-host Burt Weiss, yeah. Jeff Dollar, Lindsey Bryan, and Melissa Carter politely declined to chat with pop star Mariah Carey Wednesday, prompting a diva moment that resonated across the country. As part of a planned day-long series of radio station phone interviews set up for Carey on Wednesday, she was due to call Q100 to discuss her latest, and according to the Billboard charts, stalled single Loverboy at 8:10. When she finally rang the station at 9:12, a clearly miffed Weiss and company informed her on air that her time had expired. The put-out pop princess then mumbled, "I'm just going to have a bowl of cereal then," yeah, before the line went dead.
Yep.
Minutes later, rabid reps from Carey's new label, Virgin Records, were on the horn to Dollar, who also serves as the show's executive producer. "They told me you just upset the number one female performing artist in the world," Dollar told Buzz. "She was so mad at us, she walked out on the rest of the scheduled interviews."
Oh, did she really? Oh, wow.
You ruined it for everybody else?
Why am I taking such pride in that?
"Her people are ticked at us, but our bosses don't really care. The station wasn't playing the record anyway. Maybe we sent a message. You can be a diva everywhere except Q100.
I don't think I remember that. We messed that whole line of interviews up for the entire
industry.
She bailed
on the rest of the interview.
I'm going to play the interview for you here in just 1 second. And it's only
you mean the lack of interview?
Yeah, it's only like 2.5 minutes long. But let me tell you the setup on it. So here we are. It's the first year that we're on the air, and she is all lined up. And I'm talking about this thing for days. Remember, oh, yeah, we had hardly any listeners. So trying to tell people that we had Mariah Carey was kind of giving us some credibility, right? So I'm talking about it for days. I'm talking about it for the hours leading up. I mean, we might have even had like a verbal countdown going on the air, like an hour to Mariah Carey, 2 hours to Mariah Carey, 15 minutes yeah, to Mariah Carey, right? And then 8:15 rolls around and I'm stalling and we're doing something else and Mariah's not on the line, right? And then 8:30 is like rolls around. And we don't have Mariah on the line. I'm starting to feel a little bit egg on my face. And then I start getting calls from listeners going, "Hey, just want to let you know, Mariah was on Star 94 a couple of minutes ago." I'm like, "What? In our time?" And then I'm starting to get a little bit peeved now. And then I start getting calls from, "Hey, just want to let you know, I just heard Mariah Carey on the beat." So she's doing all the radio stations in Atlanta. And we clearly are very last on her list when she was supposed to be there at 8:15. So I've got a show to do. We have a show to do at the time. And it just so happens that this woman calls up and her name is Miss Peach. And she was telling us what it was like living with cancer. She's giving us all these wise nuggets about how you need to live for the moment and what she's gone through in her cancer battle and this and that. And it was really, really touching. Like, we stayed on with her for like 20 minutes, right? So we're talking to her. And then the hotline, you know, lights up and it's Mariah Carey. But we're in the middle of this conversation about life and what's important. And the celebrity calls up and I'm just supposed to stop this philosophical talk because Mariah Carey now has time for us. So Mariah calls up and I told her we just didn't have time for her. Like, we were into this other thing. We've moved on for this woman. And I think Mariah was quite surprised. I think we were all quite surprised, actually. But at that point, we had moved on, man. And this celebrity entitlement has sort of always driven me crazy about this job. You just show up whenever you want. Everybody's supposed to cater to you. So this was the very first time in the very first year Mariah ends up calling, and we have moved on to something else. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I mean, honestly, can I be totally honest?
Well, if it's going to make you happy, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you were supposed to call an hour ago.
Well, I'm not the organizer. What I've got, my new tagline is, I sing, write the songs, produce the records, occasionally act in a nice movie, but somebody else has to organize it all.
Yeah, well, you're so late. I mean, we're on to so many other things.
Well, what do you want me to do? Should I come there and, like, console you and rub your back for a while?
Well, sure.
Will that make you happy?
Yeah, I would.
How can I make you happy? Because forget me, it's all about you and your happiness.
Well, it's just that, I mean, all morning long we were telling people you were going to be on at 8. We had people all lined up for you, and now we're on to other things.
Well, I'm sorry. You want me to hang up? Because I love you guys, and I just wish I could talk to you all the day long.
Oh, Mariah. Yeah, we're on to something else.
Okay, okay. But will you just say this?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I miss you, and I'm sorry if there was a mix-up. Lover Boy's in store today. I would have loved to be able to talk to you more and tell you, like, about what's going on with my life and dispel some rumors.
I'd love that.
We always do, but now that you've on to something else, I'll go and, like, maybe eat some, like, cereal.
Okay.
And you guys can have the rest of your morning show without me, because I know that I'm there in spirit, and you know that, too.
Okay.
And I'm going to come back and visit you and let you know that, like, life goes on and we all love each other.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Whatever, talk to Virgin.
No, see, we talked to Virgin before, and they were an hour late getting you here.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was my... You know, I don't know.
Blame it on the label.
Blame it on the label, exactly.
Always blame it on the label.
No, we got a new label now. We got to be happy and focused. It's just like, you know, I think these satellite things or whatever, they get screwy sometimes, so...
Yeah, people are dying probably to talk to you and stuff about it. It's just that we've moved on, and we've got a woman on the line, Miss Peach, who's just told us she's going to pass away in 6 months.
Well, okay, so... Go talk to her, because okay. That's much more important than me.
All right, Mariah,
so
thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I feel good about that.
Good job, Bert.
You got to do what's right, man.
She was a little bit of a sweetheart, though. Couldn't really be me.
Yeah, what do you think she's saying?
I was hoping we'd get a little diva caddy-ish.
I don't feel bad about that. You got to do what's right in this world.
Plus the fact you
Jeff always likes a fight.
Plus the fact you got a woman 180 days from the grave who doesn't want to speak to Mariah ever again.
Right. And I think we
got to honor her wishes.
I'm not going to blow Miss Peach off to talk to Mariah Carey, who has no respect for us at all.
Wasn't she just a little smart?
All right, there's so much subtext here. First of all, I didn't hear it the way Jeff did.
I did not either.
She was a sweetheart?
I'm gonna give Mariah Carey some grace here because, like she said, everyone... She's in charge of singing the music. She's got somebody telling her when to call into the station. So honestly, blame it on the label.
We can blame it on the label, but she got attitude.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She got attitude, and I get because she was put in a spot. And I don't think when you're in that position, you rarely hear the word no. So to hear the word no, I'm sure threw her off. But no, she was. Those were pointed jabs at you about coming to Atlanta, rubbing your back and making you feel all better. Like,
and
yeah.
It's all about you, Bert. As I'm listening to it as a baby DJ, I'm like, who the hell do I think I am? Like, hanging up on Mariah Carey.
Also, I don't know Jeff's like mind at that time, but if I were EP of a show, I would be saying that stuff to smooth it over, the label feels all precious and happy and safe.
Now, was it Jeff or was it the record label listening in that said, blame it on the label?
I think it was the label listening
I think it
in.
Was the label, so you could hear that they were kind of pissed too, like, yes. Oh yeah, blame it on me.
Now, are you going to tell everybody the real deal about Miss Peach?
Yeah, so this is...
Because you blew off Mariah Carey for a woman that was like 3 months from, like, was dealing with terminal cancer,
yeah.
But that technically wasn't the case.
Oh, so that's her?
That's her, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
So I got so attached to this story and felt so bad for her, and she was really so sweet. We put her on a couple of different times, and she really was giving us these deep life lessons about life. I mean, she's going to be passing away in 3 months. My wife at the time and I were so touched by it. We went down to her home, and I think she lived in Conyers. We went down to her home, and she would tell us that she was bedridden and she would be able to look outside of her back window from her room, and that was really all she was doing all day long. Somewhere in that conversation, she told us that she loved roses also. So Stacy and I get in the car, we get some roses, and we plant them in her backyard so she could see them for the last 3-4 months of her life, right? Then we start getting calls from nurses that are saying, we know who this patient is, and she does not have cancer.
Stop.
I swear to you.
Didn't actor-comedian Jay Moore do something big for her, too?
Yeah, so there's stand-up comedian. He's an actor also. So Jay Moore, what would he be? What would most people know him from?
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire.
He was the other agent.
That's
Jerry
right.
Maguire.
So we have Jay Moore is in studio, but he was waiting because we were talking to Miss Peach, and he's listening to this whole conversation go down also with Miss Peach. And at that time, he was a pretty big celebrity. So he's so touched by it that I think he throws her like thousands and thousands of dollars. Like it might have. I'm pulling this out of my butt, for whatever reason, $10,000 is coming to mind.
Wow.
And ends up giving her that kind of cash. And then we find out that one nurse and then another nurse hits us up and says, nah, we know exactly who she is and she does not have cancer.
Is she like a mental health patient? That's why they know her or what?
No, she was in the hospital for something, but it wasn't, I can't remember all the details on it. So the nurses knew who she was, but it wasn't like a terminal cancer.
Unfortunately, there are people out there who tried to scam others for their kindness and fake cancer.
What? There's bad people out there, Kristen?
Every now and then you'll find one.
There are.
Every now and then.
The Burt Show.
All right, I have one ask of you guys before the show comes to an end on October 24th. I would really love to sell out this year's raffle for Burt's Big Adventure. We're selling 5,000 tickets, and while Burt's Big Adventure is not going anywhere, and Q has been awesome by saying, hey, Burt, we know you're taking off, but if you want to continue to do Burt's Big Adventure on the radio station, do whatever you need to do, promote. You can do the show from Disney still. You can do the send-off. That's cool. But the truth is that we won't be doing the show every morning to remind you guys about Burt's Big Adventure. So I'm a little bit nervous about donations, to be honest with you, after the October 24th. So this is the last one that we're doing as full-time members of the Burt Show. So I would really like to sell this out. Maybe one last time, sell this thing out before we take off on October 24th.
All right, so this year we are raffling off a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. So for
a beautiful too.
Nice car, man. You got me all excited about it yesterday. I started looking it up. You're right. It is a nice car.
It's so nice.
We have never given away a crappy car for this.
No. We should. Maybe that's a good promotion. For only $100, you could be potentially driving away in a brand new 2025 Audi Q3. And all of that money, every single penny, is going to go to Burt's Big Adventure. So yes, this year we are only selling 5,000 tickets at $100 a piece. And then you have till Wednesday, October 22nd to enter. So the very last day of the Burt Show, we will be drawing that winning raffle ticket and calling up somebody to let them know you just won a brand new Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta.
And you're going to be calling me up because I'm going to be eligible.
I know this is a little bit more of a tough putt this year than it is in some years because the economy is just different. Mm-hmm. And Kristen has said this also, that nonprofits are really going through a very tough time right now.
Yeah, every nonprofit that I work for, they're on the struggle bus this year.
And we're no different. So this is a $100 ticket. And while that is expensive, and I want to acknowledge that, man, it would be a really great present for these kids if we can wrap this up on the very last day I'm on the air to say, like, hey, we sold every single ticket. That would be fantastic. So if you guys got $100, I know it's a tough putt, please go ahead, buy yourself a raffle ticket, maybe win yourself a brand new Audi at burtsbigadventure.org.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kristen, you and Nikki Glaser clocked it back in January because Nikki Glaser had this very pointed joke at Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, who were both, the Golden Globes, the award show that they were both at. And Nikki Glaser had this perfect joke about how Nicole Kidman has been in like 20 movies in the last 2 years and how it has everything to do with her just wanting to escape the house to avoid Keith Urban, which based off of recent news may or may not be true.
Nicole Kidman is here. Oh my gosh. Nominated for Baby Girl. You're so good. I love that movie. That movie, I give it two fingers up. It's so good. This is your 20th Golden Globe nomination. I mean, incredible. Thank you so much for all of your hard work. Thank you. Thank you for working so hard. And thank you to Keith Urban for playing guitar around the house so much that she wants to leave and make 18 movies a year. Keep strumming, you kooky koala.
18 movies, one for every year that they were married, and not a single one more, because after 19 years, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are going their separate ways.
What a bummer, man. All right. So I'm having dinner last night with my friend Domino, and he comes up with this theory, right? And remember how I said, you know, when you're doing this show, content is always on your mind. So if you're having a conversation, I'm sitting there going, okay, what are you going to give me? And this is what he gave me. This is pretty good. All right. Tell me what you think of this theory, though. Cass, get in on this. He thinks that divorces, as a general statement, divorces can be attributed 70% to one person in the relationship. One person in the relationship basically F's it up. 70%. So in this case, he's saying either Keith Urban or Nicole Kidman, one of them is 70% responsible for this divorce. Like, one wants it, the other one doesn't.
Okay. Let me, I'm trying to get my head to wrap around the math.
He argued 70%,
with me. 70% of divorces can be blamed on.
No, he says all of them.
Oh, no.
All of them,
no.
Every single divorce
absolutely
is 70%
not
one person in the relationship's fault.
No, I disagree.
I was telling him, like, if I'm looking at my divorce with Stacey, it absolutely was not 70-30.
Yeah. There's times, like, okay, so Domino, let's have a chat here. I believe there are times when it is 100% one person's fault. Mm-hmm. That is very, very, very rare, though. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it's a 80-20 split. I think sometimes it's a 50-50 split. But to attribute 70%, that is a wild statistic for
that's
me.
That's a Domino statistic.
Yeah.
I said to him, when I'm looking at my relationship with Stacey, right? Mm-hmm. It was not 70-30. It's not like somebody stepped out on somebody or something like that, right? And then when I brought that up, he's like, no, that's a 90-10 right there. Uh-huh. But 70-30 is like somebody is more responsible in this divorce than the other by that wide a margin. And I kept telling him it's not true for, and he's like, yep, then you're not doing the math right. I'm like, I'm literally telling you.
So if we're going to go against, or if we're going to go with his standards, if we're going to go with that rule, the 70-30 rule, who do we think is more at fault for this divorce, Keith Urban or Nicole Kidman?
See, here's why it's very difficult to tell with this couple and even assume, is we know so little about them, which is so beautiful. And to me, which is why they had so much credibility as a couple. We just don't know anything about them except what we see on red carpets.
Yeah, so we don't know a lot about them, but they've always been so affectionate. Like, they were demonstrative towards each other and on social media and like the way they presented their family life. So it's weird because we don't know a lot of like details, but there's enough surface that it looked like it was a picture perfect match.
Yeah, I just feel like with that hair, Keith Urban, there's no way he is not the 70% in that 30 in that split. He is the 70% one at fault.
You're blaming it on the mullet.
It's the mullet, the Bieber hair. I don't even know what to call it. That man looks interesting.
Now, do they have kids together?
Yes. They do have two kids together, yes.
Man, bummer. How old are the kids?
14 and 17.
Sucks.
I know, so they're older. So maybe they're getting to the point where the kids are older, they're a little bit more self-sufficient, and they're just ready to go their separate ways.
The Burt Show.